This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Gold One knows that your skin changes all the time. Like waking feeling hydrated, only to have dry skin after a walk on a cold day. Or having dull skin at work, to glowing skin for date night. People don't have one skin, they have skins. And Gold Bond Lotion's clinically proven formulas contain 7 nourishing moisturizers, plus 3 vitamins to help you take care of all of them for all your skins. Gold Bond. Visit goldbond.com to learn more.
I'm sitting here with Rebecca Sugar and Ian Jones-Quarty. Today we're going to be talking about the new Steven Universe episode, Lars of the Stars. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, Lars of the Stars, there's a lot to unpack with this one, right? I mean...
Lars,
we're finally
he's
here.
Finally here. Yeah. This is such... Oh my gosh.
This was so far back.
Lars becoming pink soup that was also
one of the oldest ideas
that was in like the original packet of
Lars of the Stars
original ideas.
We were talking about when we were writing season one, just for fun. I drew a drawing of him for like a potluck at our house.
And it was Lars in the pirate costume.
2013?
That would have been.
I think it had a chain. Doesn't have a chain anymore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. Oh, it was pretty close. I think, yeah, it's 2012 or 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how old it was. Drawing is.
And we always wanted to do it. And it was something we came up with in the room about, like, where are these characters going to go in the future, in the way future.
Uh-huh.
And we had always had the Lars.
Well, we always thought Lars would be a space pirate because he has, in my old comic, which is in space.
Yeah.
Since I already had Lars as a strip comic character, I drew him into that comic in a space bar.
Yeah, he's in the background.
He's like chilling at the bar.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, how is he going to get into space?
Yeah.
And
then we thought about... He's got to go there eventually because he's there.
Yeah.
So...
But it wasn't just... A lot of things kind of came together because there was the super early idea about Lars dying and getting resurrected.
Yes.
Originally, he was only going to become part pink, but...
He was going to just have a little pink tear mark
under his eye.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He has a scar now,
which is kind of the trade-off. Mm-hmm. But then these two ideas started to come together about Lars going to space and Lars becoming a magical being.
Yeah, because he was going to die on Earth
in the old idea. Yeah, in the old idea. But this was like, it was so fun. And I remember seeing like... the first boards for this and like the stuff where like when you're just jumping into this new adventure, it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You immediately dropped in and they're
fighting
Emerald and everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a sublime. A lot of things happened.
Yep. A lot of things happened off screen. I have like so many stories that I want to write about how they got there. I have a lot of like theories about the things that happened in between.
Spinoff.
But yeah, spinoff. Hey, maybe I'll come back.
That would be something I'd want to see. So what about Emerald? That was pretty cool. Everyone really liked Emerald.
I mean, this is like a major bad guy that's sort of been... It's because it's like one of the major gems. Like, I remember Emerald, like, really early on... When we talked about other gems we wanted to add, it was like, Emerald, we got to save something special for this one.
Yeah, I think Emerald is special because, like, Peridot was not a high-level gem.
Mm-mm.
And Jasper is a decorated gem from humble origins.
Yes, exactly.
But Emerald is, like, a fancy...
A high-class, decorated...
High-ranking, very important gem, which is not someone... Not the kind of gem we usually deal with. Mm-hmm. We deal with the diamonds. I mean, they're the highest-ranking gems of all. But Lars really... I think that Lars made many enemies along the way, but then, you know... All of those enemies would have answer to Emerald, where it would just go all the way up.
Emerald drives like a flagship for a fleet. So it's like, Emerald's a really big deal.
Yeah. I wanted to do a big, glitzy
yeah,
enemy.
And then the other awesome thing is having the off colors as the crew.
Yes.
I just love them in their roles as part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so cute.
Their intros are really fun too. The little text that pops up.
Yeah.
I love that. It reminded me of the last one at Beach City thing that they did for the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing that I also liked about this one was that it added Emerald, and that meant that like they had all the birthstones now.
Ah,
I remember people saying that.
They're
like,
so.
Yeah, we finally completed the set. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for talking to me.
Absolutely.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts, and remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.